Aber wir gewohlen, out of the base, the Mikvish is also. Look, kidei shetochas oberubay. When you want to make a fire, to have heat throughout the Shabbos, you have to start it before Shabbos, that the rove of the wood has to catch fire. We'll see in the Gemara what it means, rove of the wood. You have Yehuda wine there, bibchamim kolshu. That's only if you have wood. But if you have coals, even a kolshu is enough. Have you a kolshu of the coal is burning, that's enough. If you start a fire before Shabbos, you have to make sure rove of the wood caught fire before Shabbos. If you do aimim hoisim maduras tchomim, it was made from coals, and sarach lachas vem or el a coal shoe, a little bit of the coal. Vid the lechas v'lechas, then dark or liyas kod of lechas vein sarach lachas vem. His coals don't go out. Once coals caught a little bit fire, by itself it burns up. So there is no gzeir to come to hit it. It's only by wood we're afraid maybe it wouldn't catch good fire on. So if rove is not caught before Shabbos, we're afraid on Shabbos you come to hit it to make it burn better. So the Gemara Vekama. How much does it have to be roasted before Shabbos? It says the meat should be roasted before Shabbos. What's called how much? Om Reb Loza, Om Rav, Kedei Shitzolim Avoy Joim, Komaichu Ben Drusoi. It has to be at least one half cooked. A Rash Shita is one third. Kamaichu ben Drusoi, the way the food of ben Drusoi eat, what's Drusoi, is it Rashi? Listen, that's the way Ganovim eat. Hoyu, umavashu bishulishlish. Is to have no time to sit and cook too much, they're busy stealing, or they're afraid they'll get caught. So they used to just cook it a little bit, edible. So Rashi Shita is enough one third. Alach, we bring this out, it has to be cooked one half. If it's halfway cooked, that's called a bishul. So it has to be cooked, Kamaichu ben Drusoi, before Shabbos. Itmanami, or not cook, you're talking about flea. You have to roast the meat before Shabbos, at least Kamaichu ben Drusoi. Itmanami, Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yechanin, Kol Shu Kamaichu ben Drusoi, once it was cooked before Shabbos, Kamaichu ben Drusoi, Ein Boy Mishum Bishul Nochrim. Or no, this is not a loch of Shabbos. This is Tam a loch of Bishul Nochrim. You're not allowed to have Goyim cook for you. Food that you can't eat raw. That's Oyla Shulchem Lochem, it's a choshev of food like meat. Or something choshev like eggs, you're not allowed to have a goy cook for you. But let's say a Yisrael first cooked it halfway. He cooked the Kamaichu ben Drusoi. That's called the food is cooked. And if a goy finishes off the cooking, that's mutter. So you see that cooking the mus of Kamaichu ben Drusoi is called something, it's called the food was cooked. So Drashi, Kol Shul Mevushul, the Yad Yisrael Kamaichu ben Drusoi, if the Yisrael started the cooking that they got halfway finished, even though then they shut off the fire, and the guy came later and put on the fire, Shuv ain't the gomra mishum bishul shul anochim. If the guy finishes off the cooking now, it's mutter for Yisrael to eat it. There's no way to bishul anochim. So you see, Maicha ben Yisrael is a chosh of Ashir. Tanya, Chananya Oimer, Kol Shul Kamaicha ben Yisrael, mutter la shoyis yaga betira. He says the Ferish even for the Shabbos. Habiyah was cooked or roasted before Shabbos halfway, you're allowed to leave it on top of the kira, cooking it. V'yafal pi she'en agrufa ketuma, even though it's not goruf, means you didn't take out the coals of the kira, or else ketuma, you didn't put like some dirt on top of the coals. That's like our blech. That means put some type of a heker on top of the fire. Even though you don't have a heker on top of the fire, if the food was cooked halfway before Shabbos, then it's mutter. Once it reached Kamaicha ben Drusoi, we don't have the gzer to come to make it cook better on Shabbos. Shrashi, Goref means minigacholim. He didn't clean out all the coals, the magrefa with the rake, shekur vidla. Koto means mefazrin eifim amala. You put some ash, some dirt on top of the fire. Kadelahafik choymud, take away a little bit the heat of the fire. Shilo yosef hevel b'shabbos, shouldn't get hotter and hotter on Shabbos. But if you have a food that was cooked already, Kamaichu ben Drusoi, loy chashinon in mespachelos v'leches v'Shabbos. We're not choshes, even though it's going to cook better throughout Shabbos. And since it reached the darga of Kamaichu ben Drusoi before Shabbos, we have no gzer. You come to make it cook better on Shabbos. So some sheep this is because since it's cooked Kamaichu ben Drusoi, it's like any bishul acha bishul. Even if you make it cooked on Shabbos, there wouldn't be an issur deraisa. Or else the other pshat is that since it's cooked this much, the rest of cooking takes very fast. So we're not afraid at night time you come to hit it to make it cook faster. It'll just be cooked by itself. Ein loisin es tapas. Same thing, you can't put bread into the oven right before Shabbos, unless it's korem uponel. Iboilu. And the next sheet there is the tachta. The bottom part of the bread has to be finished. Has to be brown already. Iboilu. Tachta and heich, what's called the bottom? the part of the bread that's mamish touching the oven, the part of the bread that's sticking out and like towards the fire. Usually that time the tana was, it was like four sides to it. They used to stick the bread either on the top or on the sides, and the fire would be on the bottom. So one part of the bread is the bread, the side that's touching the tana, or else the other side is that's sticking out closer to the fire. Which side of the bread has to be karma paner? What's called the tachtin? Toshima. We have laws oina, kadeshi karmo poneha hamudubokim betanur. You have to wait even the side that's touching the walls of the tanner till that side gets brown. And that's a longer shear, because the side outside, close to the fire, gets brown first. So you have to wait before Shabbos till even the side near the tanner also gets brown. Trashi, medubokim betanur, vachumrihi. That's a chumra. The ponim tzlakalpior, the side of the bread that's facing the fire, mimarim likrim, that side gets brown first. So it's not enough that that side is brown, you have to wait till the second side also gets brown. Right, the Mishnah says, mishalshlen es ha-pesach. You're allowed to put the korban pesach into the tanner right before Shabbos, even though it's going to finish burning, finish being the bishul on the tzli on Shabbos. For the Gemara, my timer, why are we mat to hear, why are we choshed, I may be on Shabbos, Vaisas Pesach came out on Shabbos. You want to eat the Korban Pesach at night. You come to hit the coals on Shabbos. Mishum Devnei Chabur is reasoning. And since usually a Pesach is made by Chabur a few people together, so a few people together, one person will remind the other person. There's a reasoning. So the Gemara, Lav Hochi, Mashmif Nat for this Svara. Of Vnei Chabur as reasoning, they'll watch one another. Loi, Mashmif would be Osir. I, Vomamar, we learned before. Gediyah. Rashi Shita was Gediyah, that's a young behemoth. That's a Korban Pesach, that's only kosher of 1 year old. That's a kid, the first year old, is Ben Sorek, whether you cemented down the cover of the oven. Ben Loi Sorek, after you didn't put tit, you didn't cement down the cover of the oven. Still Shapa Dami. You're allowed to start the tzli before Shabbos and let it continue going throughout Shabbos. Because I said before, when that's choshish, you'll open up the tana to hit the coals on Shabbos, because the zika, the wind coming in, is going to ruin the meat. So we had before, it's mutter to start roasting before Shabbos, because we're not afraid you'll open it up on Shabbos. So why here by the Korban Pesach, since it's a gedi, why is it only mutter? Because Bnei Chabura's reasoning, even without Bnei Chabura's reasoning, it should be mutter. Because we're not afraid you'll open it up. The zika is bad for it, the wind is bad for it. And the Gemara, Hossa Mintach, before we're talking about when you cut up the meat, so sliced meat, then we say you wouldn't open the tanner because the wind coming in will ruin the meat. Here we're talking about the Korban Pesach, you have to roast the whole Korban together. So the whole Korban together, here we're not afraid to open up the tanner. The wind won't ruin the meat. The wind won't ruin the meat. Alone you ruin sliced meat. But here you have the whole Korban Pesach together, the wind won't ruin it. So therefore, Minas Tam would be awesome. That's only mutter because Bnei Chabura's reasoning. Rashi Hossa Mintach. V'yim poisayach piyataner to open up the piyataner, ayil beizika, the wind will come in. The kosher lay, and the wind is bad for sliced young meat. Mashaik here by Korban Pesach, hochle mintach. T'chsir, the Torah says, al roisha v'al kirboi. How do you have to roast the Korban Pesach, the whole behemoth together? V'magulay, if you'll open up the taner, le kosher lezika, the wind coming in won't ruin this meat. Hilkach, iloy this reasoning also. If not for the svara that the Bnei Chabura's reasoning would blive also. Right, umachizen esor. It says also in the Beis HaMikdash, you're allowed to start the fire with the wood right before Shabbos, and it'll continue burning throughout the Shabbos. So the Gemara Menuhan Emili, how do we know such a svara that it's mutter to start the fire burning right before Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash? Omer Rav Huna, the Habamini was now smidiraisa mutter. The Pasuk says, loisavaru eish b'chol moshvaseichem. You're not allowed to make a fire b'chol moshvaseichem wherever you live. That's what's also to do on Shabbos. It's a diyuk. B'chol moshvaseichem wherever you live, that's where you can't make fire on Shabbos. Iyatamavir. Aval atamavir b'maduras beis hamukkah. But in the Beis HaMikdash, that's not called moshvaseichem. In the Beis HaMikdash, it's mutter to make fire on Shabbos. That's the havamina. So that's why you're allowed to start the fire before Shabbos and let it burn throughout Shabbos. For the Gemara, that can't be. Maskev lo Rav Chizda. Ihochi, that's Pshana Mishnah. Afilu b'Shabbos Mami. As the Mishnah only says you can start the fire before Shabbos and let it continue burning on Shabbos. But Mashmaklo, you're not allowed to let it start to burn on Shabbos. Now, if in the Darshan in the Posik, the Isavaru Esh is only necessary to make fire in your house, but not in the Beis Hamikdash, it should be mutter to start the fire in Shabbos also. So the Gemara, Elo Amar Rav Chisda, Kroh, Psaka True, there's such a diet that there is a heta to burn something in the Beis Hamikdash, of the Kiosa, when is the Posik talking about, Lemishrei Evorim Upadorim. It's only coming to be matter the Kabonis, a korban that was brought on Shabbos. You're allowed to let it be burnt on Shabbos. The meat of the korban is allowed to be burnt on Shabbos. That's the only thing that's mutter, because that's part of the akrovas akorban. But if I had any other fire, it's also to make in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. Trashi evorim upzorim hudiyosa lahatir esaktiram kol alayla. You're allowed to be makter it, burn it the whole night. Ava maduras beis hamukad mashenken stam, the wood that you need to keep the floor warm, shein etzorach gavoya. That's not called tzorach the korban. You're only burning that wood that the floor should be hot. The tzorach the kahanim, loy hutru, that's not mutter. V'samach lechashecha haynatayimad legozer. I bezoi, why in the base of mikdash is a mutter? Why don't we make the xer? You can't start the fire before Shabbos. Let it burn on Shabbos. The Teretz says, the Gemara says, the also kahanim's reasoning. The Teretz says, because in the base of mikdash, who takes care of the wood, the fire there? The kahanim. The kahanim has reason, they won't come to hit the fire and make the fire burn on Shabbos. Trashet the kahanim's reason him. Shekulam hoyu b'nei Torah. They're all b'nei Torah, v'charedim v'nizkorim. V'loyosu lechtuya m'shtecha. By the kahanim, we're not afraid they'll come to hit the wood to make it burn better on Shabbos. So dafka, for the kahanim, it's mutter. Mashrek in the gvulim, outside the Beis HaMikdash, for a regular person, we're afraid. You can't start a fire before Shabbos and let the wood burn throughout the Shabbos, because you have a gzera, maybe you come to make the fire burn better, and you'll hit the wood to make it burn better, and it'll be over. This is the Raisa. So what's the shiddo? The vital of the gvulim k'nesh tochas. Out of the Beis HaMikdash, you have to make sure that the wood caught fire beruba before Shabbos. Then you're allowed to let this fire burn throughout the Shabbos. For the Gemara my Reuben, what does it mean, rove of the wood caught fire before Shabbos? Omar Rav, roiv kol lechot b'yechot. Is every wood, every piece of wood, rove of the wood had a caught fire. Shrashi kol lechot b'yechot. Kol eitz v'yeitz. V'loi teima kivin sh'ochse b'roiv minyan eitzim. Let's say you have 100 pieces of wood. Don't think it's enough of 60 pieces caught fire, no. You need out of the all 100 pieces, every single piece, rove of the piece caught fire. Oshmuel Amar, no, you don't need so much. No kedesh lo yomru havo eitzim v'neniach tachtayim. When you want to make a fire, usually you have big pieces of wood, but the big pieces take a long time till it catches fire. So usually you put small twigs underneath it, and they burn fast, and they make the fire catch on to the big woods. So Shmuel says, Abi, the fire is big enough that you're not going to tell people, let's bring more twigs. In other words, there's enough twigs in the bottom burning, and the big pieces of wood caught fire already. But since they caught fire, it's aimed by itself to burn up now. There's no xer, you come to burn it up yourself on Shabbos. Trashe Shmuel Amar, Kadesh Leitzorach Leima. You shouldn't have to say, Havo Eitzim Bak and bring small twigs. For the Niach Tasayim, put it underneath the big logs. Lahaver Eselu. If that much is done before Shabbos, that's mutter. That's providing you have a lot of woods together. So it's aimed the big bonfire to burn up by itself. You won't have to play around with it on Shabbos. Toni Rav Chiel is Yul Shmuel. Bring your raya to Shmuel's halacha. Lekula. The what? Kedei shetei shaleves oyla mialeho. For loy shetei shaleves oyla adei dov racha. Shrashi Toni Rav Chiel. The perek bama mavlikim. Legabi menorah. This is talking about the halacha of the menorah, not our halacha. It's only tushtel. The pasuk says by the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, lahalois ner tamid, that has to be burning to save the tamid. Should the bidarshin shtei shalheves oylem elhel, it has to be burning enough that the fire goes up by itself. Alma v'chihai gavne hevi adloka, that's called adloka. It's something that's burning by itself. You don't need any more help to it. That's called adloka. Mishurav yetsi levi, trashi v'koshli chod the rami b'achom gatani lohosom. It's Rav Mechama, V'yoy, the Lav Masnis, the time of the Mishnah, and Luamal, the Ferish, the Masnis, the Nachrit, the Sharbos, the Tunnel, the Medura, when he Mitzos, the Yosef, the Tos, Kanan, the Gabi Medura. So it's like a Shver, it goes on Medura. The other Pshat is, he's not talking about a Medura, he's talking about a Medura Mamish. Then it's a good Sush, the Mamish, Tau Halacha. Well, I call upon him, this is Halacha, we hold like Shmuel, that's enough, when you have a lot of wood together, as long as there's enough fire here, that you don't have to call for any other help, that's called the fire started. Now, Zot Gemara, 8 Yechidi. What about you only have one piece of wood? You're only starting a fire on one piece of wood before Shabbos. What's called roiv? Roiv of this wood has to be caught fire before Shabbos. Rav amar roiv uviv. Roiv of the thickness of the wood. It's not enough that there should be a fire all around the wood. Let's say this is a piece of wood. It's not enough that you have fire all over the wood. But since it's 2 inches thick, you have to have the fire going in to 1.5 inches thickness inside. His robe of the thickness of the wood had a caught fire also. So chumrat d'geshita, roiv uviyov. The yamriyolah roiv hakeifer. No, it's enough the hekiv just outside the wood. If robe of the outside of the wood caught fire, that's enough. Trashi eitz yechidei, kein sukkah shalonu. Roiv uviyov sheikoneis or betoich uviyov ad ruban. That the fire started to eat inside the wood, roiv of the inside of the wood already. That's a chumrat d'geshita. And the Amrullah Roiv HaKeifer Trashi with Vachutz. It's enough if outside of the wood, rove of the outside caught fire, that's enough. Amar Rav Papa, Hilkach Binan Roiv Uvya Vavina Roiv HaKeifer. About there are two shittas. So here we're Machmer. Even though it's a Shalom, this is the Rabbanan, here for some reason we're Machmer. So the Mark Yitanoi, Samachoy Yitanoi. Trashi Roiv Uvya Vavroiv HaKeifer. This Shalom, how much of the one wood has to burn before Shabbos in order to have hanof from it on Shabbos, it's a machlokes tanoim. Rebbe Chiya omar kadei sheyishchas eitz memleches umin. It has to be ruined that an umin can't use this wood anymore. Rashi sheyishchas roiv uviyav. That means it was burnt through and through already, it's not usable anymore. That's called roiv uviyav. Rebbe Yehuda ben b'seirom kadei shetocha zeish mishnei tzadim. It's enough that the fire caught on both sides. That's mashma roiv hakeifin. I'll be roiv of the outside of the wood. Cause fire, that's enough. So Rashi base dodov, roiv hakeifin, the outside of it. So the more of the apple piece, shein rayla dover, there's no raya for this, abba zeichel dover, there's a zeichel for this. The pasuk says, es shenek tzeis of ochleish, two sides of the age caught fire, v'toichin nochra yitzlach l'mlocha, would it be useful nochra anymore. So Rashi zeichel dover, the shuv hoylech medelech, that once it's caught fire on both sides, that's what Zichus is going to burn now by itself. Because once you know both sides of the wood caught fire, you know for sure this wood is continue burning. So that's enough. But Valochav, I says, behold, you need both. You have to make sure that rove of the outside caught fire and rove of the inside caught fire. Pasuk says, V'ach lefonim of Hereris. The more my ach, what is the pasuk mean ach? Amarav achvano. That means the reeds. Rashi achvano rova. They are rovas. Rashi v'ach v'sreifas yoyokem ha-megiliksiv. So what caught fire? Achvano arova. That's the rovas. The willows caught fire. Shmuel ama eitzim shenidlaku biachvano. No, it means the big woods, but they caught fire. Usually use small twigs first to start the fire. So it means the big woods caught fire, that caught fire from the Yachvano. Yitrashi b'Yachvo, kol eitzem nidlokim zemi zeh hakotem mandak agodol. The small ones like the bigger ones. So tomorrow, who do you amul who? Somebody told somebody else. Man bo Yachvano, who wants Achvano? He wanted to find out what Achvano was. So he asked them, who wants Achvano? Ishtakach Arvasa. He found out it wasn't Arvasa, it was their rovers. Omer Afuna, kanim, if you have reeds, ain't tzrichim roiv, you don't need roiv. Since they're very easy to catch fire, so be it a little bit caught fire by itself, it's going to burn up. You don't have to have roiv. Obdon, let's say you twined them together. You took like a few pieces of the reeds and you bunched them together. Then tzrichim roiv. Then you need roiv to catch fire. Because since they're bunched together, the fire doesn't catch so easily. Then you need roiv before Shabbos. Garinim, let's say you have pits. Drashi, Garina means show tomorrow. You have date pits. Imosin miyam madura, more use it to burn with. Like a shiyofshi, you make sure it's very dried out. And zayn tzrich and roiv also, it burns very easily. So B, you started the fire before Shabbos, you don't need roiv. He's garinim, ain't tzrich and roiv. Nosnon b'chuslois, you put it in type of a basket to keep them all together. Then tzrich and roiv. Then you need roiv of it caught fire before Shabbos. Drashi, nosnon b'chuslois, came them a type of a basket, shosim melovim, made from lulips. V'nosim akli mole, a whole kli full, v'madurin to the fire, to make the fire grow bigger. It's tzrichin roiv, then you need rove of these pits caught fire before Shabbos. since they're bunched together. The fire can't get to it so easily. So therefore we're afraid it's not going to burn so good on Shabbos, and you come to hit them, so you have to wait till right of it caught fire before Shabbos. Maskiv lo Rav Chisda Adarab Ipkon Estar Pufakert Kanim Mevadron Kanim, when it's spread out, it's no good. Drashi Kanim Mevadron Lekan Lekan V'yachas Men HaYoytzes LeTimtzes Chaverto Levairo Hilka Ki Lo Yogdon Tzrichi Roiv. Fakert, if you have only one reed here and one reed there, so a little fire, we're afraid it'll go out. Hey, well, this one's about to go out, it won't catch on to the next one. So we're afraid on Shabbos you move the reeds over to make it burn better. Mashenkein Ogdon Leimavadron. But when they're all bunched together, then Fakert, if a little fire caught on one part, they'll zich catch on one to the other, and they'll burn up a lot. And Gerinim is also Fakert. Mevadron, it's good. Gerinim, if you're Drashi. Garinim is no good. One pit by itself, we're afraid the fire won't catch on to the next pit. So we're afraid on Shabbos you're going to move over one pit to the next pit. But if you put them together in one kli, and the fire started to burn with one, they'll zich catch on one to the other. So there we're not afraid to work with it on Shabbos. So the svar should be pulled paket. The more itmanami, we learned like this.